Anyway, so the slot canyons were good. If I make it out of this 26-mile dirt road without the car falling apart, it was definitely worth it. A couple fortunate things happened on the trail, because basically I ran into two sets of people who gave me good advice, and I would have not had nearly as good of a time, because the first set of people, when I was coming up the first Peekaboo Canyon, slot canyon, which was difficult, it wasn't too bad, they were coming from the spooky slot canyon, and you know, I had been planning on turning around, going down down Peekaboo and over, and then up spooky, but because that's what the trail map said to do. But they said there was a route to come from around, and it turned out that Spooky Canyon was much more difficult, and I don't think I would have been able to go up it, definitely. So coming down that was difficult enough, and I definitely couldn't have gone up it. So if I had tried to go up it, I would have probably been in bad shape. Another thing is, when I was going after Peekaboo, I was going off course, and I almost, somehow I lost the trail. I almost went back in to Peekaboo back down again, but there's some other people coming up it that said that they were coming up it, and they knew the way somehow, and so I followed these guys, and they were pretty cool, and we became sort of a group anyway. Anyway, it's pretty good. I got some pictures, but it was hard to get too many, because it was a little narrow, and, you know, I wanted to get out of that thing. You know, this is like, you didn't want to linger in that thing too long, but it was definitely cool. I'd recommend it for anyone, but a high-clearance four-wheel drive would be a much more enjoyable way of getting here, because the road is not it's painful. I'm not looking forward to doing it back, but at least it was worth it. I'm out. Oh, now I think I am going to check out Calf Spring, Calf Creek. That campground's full. Then I may check out the Bird Trail pit road, just the paved part, and see what that's like. And then I might just camp in the sad place in Capitol, and then like see all the stuff, and then camp in like the more remote place tomorrow or whatever. I kind of have like an extra day now, in a way, because I'm not doing the Bird Road Trail. But anyway, onto the road, and I hope I make it out. Another weird thing occurring on this Bird Trail Road, which is awesome, and I've been thwarted on my two campgrounds that I've tried, just driving this basically, I think, yeah, I was only going to drive it a bit, but it's so good that I may just drive it all the way to the end, and check every campground on the map on the way to Capitol Reef. And at worst comes to worst, do a hotel somewhere, I guess. I'll still make my chili there. But, anyway, weird thing on this road is that, two people wave to me as I go by. It's like, never happens, but there's like a certain community of, you know, people driving this road or something. I guess it's like so good that you feel part of like a community of appreciators of the scenery. It is amazing, actually. It's worth driving, even though I can't go all the way on the dirt. Anyway, out. And mileage yesterday, 199. I believe Saturday. And out of this sad campground, worst or something. It's actually pretty good. The first campground where there was actually sun when I woke up, and that was a nice treat for a change, and allowed me to get up earlier. Had some good hot chocolate, and getting out at 7:50, early for me. Heading to Capitol Reef now, and and the note on 199 miles yesterday, 56 of that was painful dirt road, so that there was some painful driving yesterday, but